Amos chapter 6. Lord God, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amos chapter 6, verse 1. God says, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion." Zion is another name for Jerusalem. "And to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come." Israel's self-esteem was very high. You know, the basic problem with mankind, unlike what many counselors say, is a lack of self-esteem. That's not true. It's not true. Israel's self-esteem was very high. Their God esteem was very low. That's the problem with people. They were powerful and prosperous, and they knew it, and it made them complacent. Verse 2, "Go to Kalna and look at it. Go from there to great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours?" Israel had a strong defense, but God is trying to tell them that that doesn't make them safe from their enemies. Verse 3, "You put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror." Evidently, the Israelites knew that they would have to pay for their sin. Maybe they wouldn't admit it, but deep down they knew they would. But they put that evil day off. In other words, they figured it was a long way off yet. Nothing to worry about. So in the meantime, they continue their reign of terror. In other words, they continue in their injustice, and they continue to oppress the poor. After all, you know, the day of reckoning is not for such a long time yet that it really doesn't even matter. 4, "You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves." The rich people in Israel were living it up. Meanwhile, they were ignoring the fact that their country was crumbling morally, and so their focus was in the wrong place. 5, "You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments." Rich people had plenty of time for entertainment, but evidently no time for God. Verse 6, "You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph." Nothing wrong with drinking wine. When you start drinking it by the bowlful, you got a problem. They cared about getting drunk, and they cared about wasting their money, but they didn't care that their indifference toward God was destroying the nation. 7. "Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. Their confidence in their wealth is going to come to a screeching halt when the wrath of God hits." Judgment Day was not as far off as they thought. 8. "The Sovereign Lord has sworn by Himself. The Lord God Almighty declares, I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses. I will deliver up the city and everything in it." God promises that he will punish his people because of their sin of pride. And so the question isn't, will he punish? The only question is, when? 9. "If 10 men are left in one house, they too will die. And if a relative who is to burn the bodies comes to carry them out of the house and asks anyone still hiding there, is anyone with you? And he says no, Then he will say, hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord. They will not mention the name of the Lord. In other words, the time will be past for them to pray once judgment hits. At that time, God will not hear their prayers any longer. Too late. 11. For the Lord has given the command that he will smash the great house into pieces and the small house into bits. God will be giving instructions for how he wants Israel's enemies to attack them. He's the general in charge of the foreign army that will wipe out Israel. 12. Do horses run on the rocky crags? Does one plow there with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. It is not good or normal for a rider to ride his horse over rocks. It is not good or normal for a farmer to plow over rocks. Likewise, it is not good or normal for Israel to have unfair laws, but they had them anyway. 13. You who rejoice in the conquest of Lodabar and say, did we not take Carmen by our own strength? Because Israel won these battles? She thought she was great. She thought she was really tough. Who's going to touch us? Well, 14. For the Lord God Almighty declares, I will stir up a nation against you, O house of Israel, that will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the valley of the Arabah. And so Israel thought they were tougher than other nations, but God will cause them to change their thinking real quick. No one in Israel will escape the attack that is coming because of their sinfulness. Another warning from God. It's inevitable because of their sin. Next time, Amos chapter 7. Until then, so long everyone.